Welcome to Def Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir response to Lui Nishmas from Moshe Howard Zatzal. Shir is also Lui Nishmas, my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal, whose Yortzeit is today Asara B'Teves. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph in the Art School Oiz V'Hodor edition, starting the second parak of Masechet Sukkah. Zok the Mishnah. Hayoshen tachas amito, someone who sleeps under a bed in the sukkah, lo yotzei dechivosoi, because the bed is considered to be another oil, another space, and it's not under the sukkah, it's under the bed. Omer Rav Yehuda, noagimayinu yishenim tachas amitos pifnei haskenim. So Rav Yehuda, we used to go and sleep under the beds in front of the skenim. V'lo yamru lanu davar, they didn't say anything, they didn't protest. We'll see in the Gemara why they did it. Omer Shimon, ma'ase betavi avdu shom Gamliel, Tavi the slave of Gamliel, shayoshen tachas amito. He was sleeping under the bed. Omer Gamliel haskenim, Gamliel told his kalim, "Re'itin Tavi avdi shuta mechacham. Look at Tavi, my slave. He's the mechacham. Yudea shavodim puturim in a sukkah. He knows that avodim don't have to sleep in the sukkah. V'yoshu tachas amito. That's why he's sleeping under the bed. Lefida kainu lamandus. Immediately we learned based on what he told us. Shayoshu tachas amito lo yotzei chavasei. So we understood from his words, what he implied was sleeping under the mitos as one is not yotzei. The only reason here that it's okay because he was a slave." Says the Gemara, Ayosha tachas amito v'chulei, tama tanin, we learned earlier in the Masechta, aval poirusu al gabei neklita amito. It says that he puts a canopy on the poles of the bed. You could do that in the sukkah. V'kahu omer ochin, here he says you can't sleep under the bed. Omer ablozo, tama nuvit aliso tachas sukkah. There, him and his talis are under the sukkah. Meaning, I treat the canopy as if that's his cover, that's his sheet. So he and his talis, he and his sheet are under the sukkah. But here, he with his cover is under the bed. So here we see clearly what Rav Chaim pointed out before, that the Yerushalmi doesn't say like the Bavli. The Bavli says that depends if the canopy has four legs or two legs. Meaning, is it a oil or not? Does it have a roof? But the Yerushalmi learns that a klita amita you can use, we're talking about something which is arai, which is temporary. And as the Yerushalmi said before, you compare it to somebody who's picking up his arms and he has the sheet above his head. And this is what the Gemara is saying over here. Neklita mito. So the sheet is considered to be the sheet which is on top of the canopy is like it's as if it's on top of the person. And they're both under the sukkah. But here the mito is much more kavua. So the bed doesn't join the honor to be his sheet, to be his cover. Selling one machlofo shitose de Rav Yehuda. L'chura Rav Yehuda is contradicting himself. Because in our Mishnah, Rav Yehuda said, they slept under the bed. The more understands, under the bed you can't sleep in the sukkah. So why did they sleep under the bed? To go and learn Torah? They wanted to hear Torah from the skenim. So it says Gemara, L'chur Rav Yehuda is contradicting himself. Tamun hu amar ma'aseh koidim tamun. There he said that the ma'aseh mitzvah comes before learning Torah. Fekan hoi ma'ach, and here he says they went to learn Torah and they were vatal mitzvah sukkah. Says the Gemara, so Rav Yehuda yoshe tachas amito ki yoshe tachat sukkah. He holds that under the bed is not a problem. It's like as if you're in the sukkah itself. The bed is not considered to be a hefsek between the person and the sukkah. Says the Gemara, Koshikim machlefa shitas Rav Yehuda. So you have now another problem with Rav Yehuda. The Tanya of the one we learned before, Rav Yehuda yimim yesh im ein diur im bel yoino. If you have two sukkahs, one on top of each other, and nothing is on the top sukkah, hatachtoy nekshira, so then you can use the bottom sukkah. Haim yesh diur im bel yoino, if you're using the top sukkah, hatachtoy nepsulo. So here, you're using the top of the bed. So being under the bed, how can a person be yoitza the day sukkah? Continues the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph on the base. Omer Rav Yehuda said, Taman yesh shom chol acher. Pram hocho ein kan chol acher. There, there's another space. Meaning you have the bottom sukkah, it's one space. You have the top sukkah, it's another space. Here, it's one big space where the bed is. Underneath the bed, it's not considered to be a separate space. It's part of the same sukkah. So that's why it's not a separation. So the Gemara Rav Yehuda said, Yom Gamliel. The Chor, we have a stira and shittas Rav Gamliel. The Tani and Tavi have the Shom Gamliel, yeah, no, he sent tefillin, v'loi micha b'yod ha-chachamim. It says that Tavi, the slave of Rav Gamliel, used to put on tefillin. They didn't stop him, meaning Rav Gamliel allowed his slave to have tefillin. V'kal micha b'yod ha-here, he didn't allow his slave to sleep in the sukkah. We see he was sleeping under the bed. Says the Gemara, Shom, litchoi ketzach ha-chachamim. The reason he slept under the bed, not because he couldn't sleep in the sukkah, because of a din, not to do the mitzvah. He didn't sleep there because there was no room. There was the talmidim were there, so the slave went under the bed. If that's the case, I just don't come in the sukkah at all. Why is he sleeping under the bed? Tavi was talmid chacham. He wanted to learn Torah, so he came to the sukkah and slept under the bed. Halacha beizok the Mishnah as soimech sukosoi lekare hamito kshero. Meaning, if the sukkah, the schach, is standing on top of a bed, so the bed is the walls, and on top of that you have the schach, so then it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you can't stand on its own, so it's possible. So explains the Gemara. The reason why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible, because I don't have from the bed to the schach 10 tefachim, meaning he's putting the schach on top of the bed. Gemara understands, like the bed has some kind of canopy, some kind of steels are coming out of the bed. He's putting the schach on top of that. So from the surface of the bed, where you sleep on, until the schach is not 10 tefachim, because you have 10 tefachim from the floor to the schach. But the bed is a little higher. And because the bed is what's holding the schach, so you need to have from the surface of the bed till the schach 10 tefachim. Omar Rav Bo, Rav Bo said a different reason. The neklite amito are made out of metal, and the schach is sitting on top of a dover shmekabel tumo. So therefore, the schach needs to be in something which is not mekabel tumo. So more about Tani, Ma'aseh ben Yerushalayim, Shem Mishal Shlim Mitu Sein Lifnei Chalun Seim. And Yerushalayim used to put the beds in front of the window for Misachim Al Gabeim. Then they put schach on top of the beds. If the problem is you can't put the schach on top of dover shemikabel tumo, so how did the Anshei Yerushalayim do that? So you have to say, because you need to have space of 10 tefachim from the surface of the bed, and they made sure to have 10 tefachim, meaning the schach was 10 tefachim above the bed. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah Suko Hameduvleles. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. If the shade is more than the sun, if the schach is very thick, even though you can't see the stars through it, it's kosher. So to Gemara, Rav Shmuel Chado Mar Meduvleles. What does it mean, Meduvleles? It means that it's very, very thin. There's not a lot of schach over there. Continues the Gemara that you'd base on Aleph. The Chorno Amar Meduvleles. Meduvleles means it's mixed in with schach pasul. According to one, the Mando Amar explains that it's very thin. So the sentence of the Mishnah is one sentence. If you have Sukkah Meduvlel, which means very thin, as long as you have more shade than sun, you're good. Mando Amar Meduvleles, that's mixed with Schach Pasul, Beshein Tzilos Amirubo. Meaning, when you have a mixture of Schach Kosher and Schach Pasul, you don't have to have the Schach Kosher alone as more shade than sun. As long as the mixture is more shade than sun, and the schach kosher is the roiv, so the schach pasul is bottle beroiv, so you're good to go. So that's what the Mishnah is telling you. Meduvleles, if it's a mixture, so it's a sukkah kshera, even though you have part of its schach pasul. And you don't have to have more shade than sun from the schach kosher. So what does the Mishnah say? Vishitzilos and murmur chamasa, according to this? It's another sentence, another type of sukkah. It's two different things. Number one, meduvleles is kosher. B, any sukkah that there's more shade than sun is kosher. Meaning to say, if you don't have a mixture, you have only schach kosher, you have to make sure that then the shade is more than the sun. Says the Gemara, the Gemara continues to speak about the second part of the Mishnah, that it says that if it's very thick, you don't see the stars, it's okay. You need to see the stars. Just if you don't see the stars, it's still kosher. We're talking about what's called the stars of the sun, which means the sparkles of the sun. Meaning the rays of the sun cannot enter the sukkah. So they were chatchila, you should not do that way. So some sun should be able to go into the sukkah, but the evidence is kosher. But the regular stars, stars of the night, that you don't have to see even the chatchila from a sukkah, even the chatchila, it's kosher. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Sukkah, Daf Yud Aleph.